You're listening to SBS News.
Growing up, Andrew Gray fondly remembers the example his parents showed to the foster children they cared for and how it impacted his family.
I just thought, you know, they're making such a big difference. The kids would always come so traumatised, but then by the time they would leave, they were, you know, in such a better place in their own lives as well. So, yeah, and I could see my parents, how much they enjoyed it.
So when Andrew's parents recently retired from foster caring, he and partner Daniel Airy saw themselves as perfect replacements.
When we met, they were still fostering, and we both fell in love with it, wanted to do it. And then once they sort of decided to retire, we thought, that's a loss for foster care. And so we decided to put our names down.
But not before what partner Daniel Airy recalls was a rigorous accreditation process.
And the interview process was incredibly in-depth. It was asking our whole history of our entire life, everything we've done, the trauma behind things we've experienced and how we moved on with that. And it's quite hard as it's happening, the questions that they ask. It's very emotion-provoking, but it's important as well because it means you're open to supporting these kids.
Both aged in their early 20s, they're now two of Anglicare Victoria's youngest foster carers. Daniel says since being accredited last October, they've had four placements, taking in children as young as 6 months to their home.
Having Andrew's parents has helped massively. There's been so many times I've called them up and said, I've got this going on with this child. How do I resolve it? And they explain, or there's ideas they've always got.
With the importance of foster care being highlighted this week, agencies have launched a new recruitment drive with an online campaign.
When you become a foster carer, you become part of something. Part of a journey. Part of their story. Part of a community. Play a part. Become a foster carer.
Anglicare Victoria's Deputy Chief Executive Sue Seely says children in foster care can be aged anywhere between birth and 17. They can require anything from overnight emergency care to longer term home placements.
So we certainly are needing more carers. Carers of all different demographics, really. So younger, more mature, couples, single people, it really doesn't matter.
Nationally, there are more than 46,000 children in foster care. That number is only expected to increase. Anglicare's Sue Seely says in Victoria alone, it's estimated at least another 700 new carers are needed.
Certainly we'd be looking probably between 4,000 and 5,000 additional carers nationally. So we're talking about significant numbers of new carers needed to support children and young people in the foster care system currently.
Those with caring experience like Daniel Airy can vouch for its impact.
Yeah, it's life-changing. Incredibly life-changing. It's the small changes and accomplishments in the kids who go from not liking touch or hugs or anything, shift in a week, or they go from eating only cheese on toast when they come because that's all they've ever eaten, and then they expand on what they eat. And it's the small things that happen. It's in our eyes, it's huge because we know what these kids have been through.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.